This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX 405 Sweet 16. We do it every Monday where we take a topic and we give our best 16 examples of it, get it down to the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and according to us, the best or most interesting or most iconic of whatever it is. Today, it is stuff in real life you hate doing. So just everyday stuff, you're like, God, I dread that. I don't want to do it. Is there any way to put it off to next week? Wheels, want to start her off?
Sure, I can start that one off real easy. Yard work.
The worst. Ooh, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm. The worst. I mean, like, I don't know if you want to be more specific, because, like, cutting the lawn is one thing, but, like, just, like, trimming the bushes and raking up leaves. And I mean, I just, to me, all of yard work sucks. I hate every minute of it.
Yeah, yard work is real bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with making a return.
Oh. Something I've never done.
Really?
That's how much it sucks.
Because it sucks so bad.
It's like, it's so bad, I don't even want to experience it.
Yeah, I'll just keep it. How about the emissions test?
Oh. Yep. That's why I have one car that hasn't had a tag since 2019 and one since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how about that for like a newer car too? Like, why do you have to have that for two year old car?
Yeah, what'd you figure out for yours?
Yeah, I had to do it, and it's a scam. I mean, basically, because like they never fail, they don't ever fail. Yeah.
Oh, a scam!
It is.
Well, it doesn't cost anything though, right?
Yeah, it does. It's not
like
much. It's not much.
Oh, really?
It's not that big of a hardship, but like, it's not gonna fail. What's the risk? What are we doing? Should maybe be like at least like 5 or 6 years old before we have to worry about an emissions test.
Sounds like a scam to me,
Andrew.
How about doing the dishes? I hate doing the dishes. I hate it.
Do you let them pile up?
Unfortunately, sometimes, yeah. See, it's the curse, right? I love to eat, but I hate the dish. You know what I mean?
Word.
Yeah, that was kind of deep. Wheels.
Let me be specific on this. Folding laundry. I don't mind doing the laundry. It's fine. I don't mind that, but I hate folding it, and I won't do it.
You don't strike me as a folder.
No,
like,
I'm not.
For any of your...
I won't fold anything. I won't hang anything up. I will throw socks in a drawer. I'll throw underwear in a drawer. Everything else stays in the basket, and if it's wrinkly, it goes in the dryer for a few minutes before I wear it.
Bingo.
Yeah.
There you go. Rach.
Using a public bathroom.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, let's say you have to use, like, the gas station bathroom that you got to get the key for and go around the side of the building. No one's looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Nobody
or
wants
even the,
that.
Even the bathrooms here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing Kevin uses them every day, which is why he's laughing.
The thing with the key, though, is that no,
about
one, 1220. No one can get in.
Yeah, that's true. You're safe.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably use the bathroom here every day.
Yeah. I mean, how do you not?
How do you not?
I mean, we're all here for hours and hours.
Whose turn?
Yours.
Mine. How about the dentist?
That's fair.
Yeah, no, the dentist is really bad. That's like my least favorite out of all of them.
Oh, your gums are bleeding. Yeah, because you're poking me with a metal object.
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah, my gums are bleeding because I haven't been here in
you stabbed me
20 That's years because I hate bleeding. You so much.
Yeah, if you stab my arm, that'll bleed too.
Andrew.
How about booking a plane? And there's that thing about how, like, if you look at the flights and then you back out and then you come back to them, they're going to charge you more because they know you're looking for planes. I don't know if that's true or not, but my dad's convinced of it.
I don't know. I mean, you can put that down, but I won't vote for it because anytime I'm booking a plane, it's a happy thing.
Okay, let's do a different thing. Clothes shopping. What? I hate clothes shopping.
When we say booking a plane, it makes it sound like you people are flying private.
I know.
Or
maybe so. I'd love to book a plane.
Yeah, and the pilot's always got something to say. I don't know.
Back like, to Ian. Oh, wait. No,
at least he's not one of them clankers. One.
Back to wheels.
I hate clankers. No.
Don't have too much fun with that, wheels. I'm making my point.
It's all going to start here.
Actually, I will say this. Maybe this doesn't count, but this probably is my biggest source of frustration that comes up somewhat regularly is when technology fails. So I don't know what we would call that, but things you have to, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's fix it or reset it or call.
Stupid
you
pieces of garbage not working.
Now, here's it. This is it. Calling utilities, like calling anything to do with your bills or to get something fixed, like calling any utilities.
Yeah, I had canceling something.
Yeah, that's fair. Close. You can put those together because we got to call the internet company or the TV. It's always bad. Did you reset it? Yes. I would have called you if I didn't try that.
Rach.
I hate it when I have to pay to park somewhere.
Oh, good call. Parking. Good call.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we feel like Family Feud today? We're all like, oh, yeah, good answer.
Mm-hmm. Getting your blood drawn. Yeah, you're a tough guy. I'm not.
It's not about
it's
tough.
It's not fun.
It's an actual like brain thing. Mm. My kid almost passes out every time.
So does Phoebe.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Is customer service too similar to the cancel and stuff?
No.
Do we not like that? Then, yeah, just any kind of customer service, whether it's in person and you got to get the Gen Z stare, or it's over the phone and you got to get the Gen Z stare, but worse because they're just catatonic on the phone and you're going, are you still there?
Brother.
Or you're talking to a clanker.
We're bringing you with us.
Which is its own problem.
Back to wheels?
All right, yes. I don't know if this counts, because the category is things that suck, but you have to do them, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Getting older sucks. I mean, it's better than not getting older. It beats the alternative. But, like, it's not great when things aren't supposed to hurt and they hurt.
Yeah.
True that. I've got a good one for you guys. What's more frustrating than not being able to find the remote?
Yep.
I'm always sitting on it, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always laying on it.
It's always within reach, but
yeah,
somewhere, somehow.
You're not getting up.
It's in another dimension, yet somehow always.
And on that rare
reach.
Occasion when you have walked it into the kitchen,
yeah,
it's just it's a miracle that you find it.
I got a suggestion. I get made fun of by my wife from doing this. I don't know why I said that like Borat. But Susan said it makes fun of me, but when I'm watching TV, the remote, I just put it right here on my shoulder. And
that's
it just
odd.
Sits right there while I'm sitting on
like
the recliner.
Like a parrot?
Yeah, it just sits right on the shoulder chest thing. It just stays there, and I know it's right there always.
That's weird. Does she take it off you when she needs it?
Yes.
Okay. Rach.
It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. I hate getting the mail.
I hate getting the mail too.
Yeah, I ain't getting the mail too.
It's a bunch of nothing and then a something bad.
That's correct. It's like 90% nothing at this point.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put it down. All right, last one goes to Andrew.
How about getting a new phone? It is such a pain to get a new phone.
Hey, look at your photos.
And you got to go through all the stuff you never have. I tried to do it online and then send my old phone in, and they said it wasn't the right thing, and there was stuff I had to do that I didn't know how to do or how to find. It was such a pain.
Okay, here we go. Sweet 16 of stuff you just don't want to do. Yard work or getting a new phone?
I'd rather get a new phone.
Yard work.
Yard work.
Yeah, at least at the new phone at the end of it.
At least
you get
at the end
phone.
You have a new phone, yeah.
Right.
Making a return or canceling something?
Oh,
canceling.
My God.
I would return.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Canceling.
Come on,
Skinny. Which one is worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Canceling something worse.
Okay. Moves on. Emissions test versus paying for parking.
Paying for parking.
Yep.
Really? Yep. Worse than emissions test?
Yeah.
Well, because the parking, it's like, dude, I'm in downtown St. Louis. You and should be nobody happy here. That I'm down here.
There's nobody here. Why are you charging
me? Yeah.
Okay. Doing the dishes versus getting your blood drawn.
Blood.
Dishes.
Blood.
All right. Ty goes to Frank Ladd. Frank.
I'm going to go with the blood.
Nice.
Blood.
I always do. Folding laundry versus dealing with customer service.
Oh.
Dude, service. I got to go laundry.
Service.
Yeah, I'm a laundry.
Folding laundry is zen.
No. I trick myself into thinking that, but there's always a point in the middle. I'm like, I wish I was doing anything else.
What's that? What's the votes?
Well, it's, if the tie, if you go with the
if you don't say laundry, it's a tie.
Okay, let's make it a tie.
Okay.
Back to Frank.
I'm going to go laundry.
Yay.
Yay.
All right.
Using a public bathroom versus getting older.
Oh, getting older, way worse.
Public bathroom.
Bathroom.
Well, I mean, it's not pleasant.
Well, getting older is a little extreme for this list, I feel like, because it's like...
I mean, it might be a little bit outside,
it's like,
the box.
Do you hate folding? Yeah, do you hate folding laundry or marching towards
closer
death?
To death? Yeah, it's probably got a good point there.
Which is worse, paying for parking or confronting your own mortality?
So we'll go bathroom. Going to the dentist versus losing the remote.
Remote.
Yeah, I got to go remote.
I will say remote.
You people are nuts.
Well, dentist is the worst thing in the world, but it's not an everyday thing for me. But losing the remote, that happens to me all the time. So I think for that logic, I'm going remote.
Going clothes shopping versus getting the mail.
Which one's worse?
Yeah.
Clothes shopping.
I guess clothes.
You hate clothes shopping, Kevin. Don't you dare.
Well, I don't really shop. I just go buy them. I don't like look around or anything.
Okay. There's your lead eight of stuff we just don't want to do. Yard work versus canceling something.
Canceling.
Yard work.
Yard work.
Canceling.
Throw it to Big F.
All right.
Canceling. Chance. Canceling. You hate getting on the phone with people.
Yeah, I'd rather do that than be out in the 98-degree heat cutting off the top of that tree because it's too tall now.
Paying for parking versus getting your blood drawn.
Parking.
Blood. I don't really mind getting my blood drawn. I gotta say parking.
I'll say parking.
Freak.
Hey, take my blood if I don't have to pay to park. You know what
yeah,
I'm
not doing anything with it.
Folding laundry versus using a public bathroom.
Bathroom.
Laundry.
Bathroom.
Laundry.
Back to Frank.
I folded my son's laundry today. It's laundry.
All right.
All right.
It's bragging about it.
You know, he won't care if you don't fold
close.
It.
Ah, this is true.
Losing the remote versus shopping for clothes.
Remote.
Remote.
Clothes shopping.
Remote. Final four of stuff you just don't want to do. Canceling something versus paying for parking.
Canceling.
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 And folding the laundry, which was really a dark evil.
Dark
I
horse.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
Versus losing the remote.
Oh, no.
Remote.
Remote.
I'm going to say laundry because I typically find the remote faster than I could finish folding
the laundry.
Yeah,
because it's on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay, remote. Losing the remote versus canceling something.
Canceling.
Remote.
I think I will say canceling things.
Canceling wins.
Boom.
All right.
That's a good choice. Does that match up to the grand champion?
That's a lightsaber.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
Lightsaber continues.
We need something bigger than
What's
that.
What's the length for now for the lightsaber? Is this like 2 months?
Oh, it's been a
while. Been a while.
Yeah.
It's a lightsaber.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what do I call you all the
time? What can I say? This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, DGS 424. Tonight, the pre- and post-game is none other than Kevin Wheeler. That will start at 4:40, because 5:40 game, because they are in Florida, correct?
They're in Miami, Yeah.
And then they have the Pirates next week.
I believe that the rest, at the weekend,
Yes.
In Pittsburgh.
What do we know about Miami?
You know, the Marlins have been better in the second half than they were in the first half of the year. I mean, they're not great. Like, they're still, I think they're game and a half worse than the Cardinals on the season. But they've played better, really, I'd say, for the last, well, lately it's been bad, but like for a while they played well to get back to this range because they were pretty terrible early. They can pitch, so you're going to see some good pitching in these few days. The guy that's going for them tonight, Eury Pérez, is just back from Tommy John this year. He's 6'8", throws 98 miles an hour, pretty nasty young right-hander. So it'll be a challenge for the offense tonight for sure.
Okay, celebrity news, Rach?
Oh, yes, I have some great celebrity news for you guys. This one's about Bill Belichick. His current girlfriend and his former girlfriend crossed paths last weekend.
Oh, no.
So they were seen at a swanky fundraiser event in Nantucket in what's believed to be their first public run-in since a Christmas party encounter last year. So Linda Holiday is the ex-girlfriend. I guess Jordan Hudson showed up to a party that she was either hosting or affiliated with in some way, and they tried to have Jordan Hudson removed from this Christmas party. Ultimately, I think all of this is very silly, but the moral of the story is Bill Belichick is like in his 70s dealing with his ex-girlfriend drama. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. It sounds exhausting.
And I'm trying to remember the previous girlfriend. She's like 50, right?
Oh, she's definitely much more like age appropriate than Jordan Hudson.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes has spoken out against his father's 2024 DWI, saying, I think just knowing that it hurt me woke him up to know that, like, you can't keep doing the same things. Huh. I just feel bad for Patrick Mahomes. He seems to be surrounded by folks who take advantage of his position in life and put him in tough situations. It's just unfortunate. But he seems like he's cool with his dad these days.
And he has such a terrible body.
The dad bod. Okay, Jerry Bruckheimer, we all remember him from the early aughts. He produced the Pirates of the Caribbean films. He's hinting that Johnny Depp seems open to reprising his role as Captain Jack Sparrow in a sixth Pirates movie.
Not surprising. I mean, what else he got going on?
Here's the thing. Disney owns the franchise, and Disney cut ties with Johnny Depp over all of the Amber Heard stuff. So they would have to patch up that relationship first. Who knows if that will ever
happen. I'm sure the hundreds of millions they would make off it would just solve everything.
Yeah.
Disney's known for their morals. I don't know.
Helen Mirren says, look, I'm a proud feminist, but 007 James Bond needs to be a man. Otherwise, it's a whole different movie. She says, you just can't have a woman. It just doesn't work.
Oh, Helen Mirren. I was picturing Helen Hunt. I'm like, who the hell cares?
It's you.
But the lady from Castaway.
She has a fair point, right? Like, you can write a different movie about a lady that's a spy lady and really good at stuff. You don't have to be James Bond.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stress enough how much I don't care who plays James Bond, but I see, like, why you would keep it. It's a male character.
Maybe Jane's Bond.
Ooh, I think we solved it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.